Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Desperate Measures by David Morrell, performed by Christopher Lane. To Mel Parker, who is what every author dreams of, a talented editor who is also a friend. Part 1. Chapter 1. The pistol, a Colt 45 semi-automatic, was capable of holding 7 rounds in its magazine. But at the moment it held only 1, which Pittman fed into the firing chamber by pulling back the slide on top of the weapon. The well-oiled metal made a smooth snicking sound. 14 years earlier, when Pittman had written his first newspaper story, it had been about a retired policeman who had committed suicide. Pittman had never forgotten a conversation he had overheard, the respectful tones with which 2 patrolmen and a coffee machine in their precinct headquarters had referred to their former comrade's death. Poor bastard couldn't stand retirement. Drinking problem. Wife left him. He went out with style, used his backup gun, semi-automatic Colt 45, just 1 round in it. The reference had puzzled Pittman until he did some research and learned that when fired, a semi-automatic pistol ejected the used, empty cartridge and chambered a new one. The hammer recocked itself. This feature made rapid firing possible during an emergency. But the retired policeman who had shot himself had evidently considered it unethical to leave a loaded, cocked weapon next to his body after his suicide. There was no way to predict who would find his body. His landlady, perhaps, or her 10-year-old son, who might foolishly pick up the gun. So to avoid the danger that someone might later get hurt, the retired policeman had put only 1 round in the weapon.